So grab a snack and don't you stress. Tune on in to the Doctor's Mess. Ow!
It's cold out today.
Yeah, makes the walls cold too, you know?
God, these clothes are so thin. The fabric is so thin.
Yeah, it doesn't look thin, but it's very thin. But you would think, you know, wearing these clothes, you see them on TV all the time and they look thick, but they're not.
Yeah, mine's cold because I have three extra holes in it. Because I went ahead and took away the periods after the D, O, and C. So it just says Doc.
That's smart.
Yeah, I got three.
That's smart, bro.
Yeah, oh, 3 points on my back are ice cold.
I traded mine.
I was going to ask you, because you're wearing something different than the rest of us.
Well, I mean,
Yours is not orange.
No, I traded that one because those are the better ones. And I traded it for some protection. So this is just a bunch of shower towels that I tied together.
I was going to ask, it looks different.
It's not comfortable. I am freezing.
Well, they're still wet.
Yes,
they're still dripping wet.
Yeah, that was part of the deal. I trade my nice, dry, brand new clothes for wet towels and protection. So
yeah, there are blood stains on them too.
Well, that's actually the sad part. Is I already used the protection minutes after the trade. I'll just give you guys a heads up right now. You shouldn't just hang out by the showers waiting for wet towels. It's a long story, but everything's good now. You know, this is good.
But why were you going into the general population showers? We have our own shower here.
Wait, you really?
Yeah.
The whole time we've been here?
Yeah, the whole time.
Like not just today.
No, like the minute we got here, they gave us access.
And it was a condition of the agreement.
I actually took a shower before I even went into my cell.
I'm standing in the shower drying off as I talk to you guys.
Did they say that, or was it in the paperwork, or?
It was part of the tour.
I wasn't paying attention.
I mean, you didn't think we were getting sort of special treatment when we were given a tour?
I thought they did that for everyone.
Oh, no. No, dude. It is not. They rolled out the red carpet for us.
Wait.
Yeah, they literally rolled out a red carpet.
Which we found out later was just bloody wet towels. But
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
You might actually be wearing
the red carpet.
The red carpet right now.
Now you're not bleeding, are you, Dr. Cheddar? Are you bleeding? Did you say you used your protection already?
I used it already. I'm completely fine. Oh, okay. Oh, wait, come to think of it. We are supposed to be fixing injured. I don't know what to call them at this point. Criminals?
No, the animals aren't criminals.
Yeah, the animals haven't committed any crimes. The farm and the livestock here were not sentenced here.
Dr. Cheddar, did you think that the horse we care for murdered a bunch of cows or something?
I don't know. I don't trust these animals.
I did see you roughing up one of the pigs.
Yeah.
You thought that the pig killed like a young foal?
It's not thoughts. I mean, you know, you can't trust him. It's the pigs, it's the chickens, it's the whole coop.
Yeah, I saw the pigs trying to walk around on two legs. That's some scary shit. He's got to watch out for that.
Wait,
especially because of how big they are.
Dr. Mister, do you also think that the animals here on the property are also sentenced criminals?
No, I think they're evolving quickly.
I mean, that's life in this environment. You know, you got to adapt or be left behind.
I don't want to be left behind. Yeah. I'm, you know, because I'm kind of creating like an alliance with the goats.
I'm going to go back on saying they're criminals. Why would they be fenced otherwise?
Well, they don't want the animals to get out.
You're going right back to my point. And why wouldn't they want them to get out?
Because it's a farm.
Yeah.
But how did... I can't believe I'm going down this path. But how did they get in here in the first place?
Who arrested them?
I'm not gonna lie, guys. I feel like Dr. Cheddar might have a point here.
Well, I know how the goat got in here. It got in here the same way the goat got into the T-Rex paddock in Jurassic Park. With a crane? Was it with a crane or was it underground?
I think it was underground.
Watch Lost World a bunch, but I haven't seen.
No, wait, Park. That's the raptor pit. It cranes into the raptor pit.
Okay,
but in the T-Rex park, it's just chained to a pole. I don't think we see how it gets there.
Mm-hmm. I think it gets raised up. I think there's an underground system that they attach the animals to.
Wait a minute. Is this like a Disney World situation? Is there a whole city underneath the facility?
I doubt it. I don't think that would be anything that they would have here. But at the same time, I do again have the question, how did the animals get in here?
Well, the pigs walked in on their own 2 feet.
Another question. Have you guys been eating from the trough? Or is there like a whole food situation?
There's a whole food situation.
Yeah, there's a whole foods. You so didn't Dr. know about Ch- the whole
So, Dr. Chen, yeah. just an FYI, what do you think the livestock are here for?
Yeah, I'd like everybody to answer that question because I'm concerned about why are we raising pigs and goats? What products do we get from them? And for how long?
Are you guys unfamiliar with where meat or dairy products come from?
But how many pigs, how do the pigs get replenished if we keep killing them?
That is a good point.
You just walk a few more in here.
Okay. So
wait a minute. Do you think the prison is turning inmates into livestock?
That would be crazy. That is not the explanation.
Yeah, that's weird. I'll go talk to Warden Cersei about it and see if she has anything to say, but I don't think so.
Yeah, she's, I don't want to sound sexist or anything, but she's a woman.
She is a beautiful Greek woman.
She's hairy enough that she'd be your type, Dr. Mister, but she's, what is she going to know?
If these animals were originally humans.
That's not what we're saying, but keep going.
I mean, I'm just traveling down a road that I'm getting uncomfortable with myself. But I mean, I'm trying to work it out in my head. I think we've discussed Chitara and whether or not that's fair game or not.
Oh, Chitara is hot as hell.
Fair game, though, or is it bestiality?
Fair game. 100% fair game.
Have you guys named an animal on the property Chitara? I'm gonna take your silence as a no. Yes.
Yeah, because if that's not what you named an animal on the property, it sounds like an 80s musical instrument that like a hair band would use.
It is definitely the hot character
Don't finish the sentence. I don't want to know which animal you two are fucking.
It's just, you know, from the Thundercats.
Say, for instance, we have like a Mr. Ed situation and one, or a situation, maybe a Babe Pig in the City situation where one of these animals starts talking.
Now you're talking my language. Babe Pig in the City. Better than the original. But go ahead.
Well, I guess my question is once they start talking, I'll take it away from bestiality. Is it okay to put them down still?
What are you getting at, Dr. Chatter?
Oh, I mean, I don't really
like... What are you afraid of them saying that would make you want to end their life?
Oh, it's not as much that. I'm just... I've gotten real sick of eating out of the pig slop. And I killed a couple of these animals and ate them.
Okay. That's... Yes. That's what you do with the livestock.
Well, yeah. All right.
Yeah. I think we all have killed and eaten an animal, right?
Yes.
Like Dr. Sure. Lensflare, you have 5 teardrop tattoos. I assume that means you've killed 5 animals?
Yes. I mean, look, I had to get something to earn the teardrop tattoos. I mean, it... Guys... Every teardrop tattoo is greater protection while we're in here.
Right. And you got those for sending 5 people out of an airlock into the moon?
Ha, ha, ha. Very. I know you, that was just a damn gotcha. It.
That was close.
You almost, I mean, it's 5 teardrops that
you
are
almost
made.
Got them, Dr. Mister.
Just a gotcha.
Almost got them.
Gotcha. 5 question. Teardrops in a shape I would almost just call weightless. Pattern to the teardrop shape.
What, just because my teardrop are little like water particles that are just sort of floating off to the side of my cheek, that doesn't mean anything.
They look like 5 little pods because it looks like there's a little bit of like a, you know, an exhaust that would come out of like an airlock if 5 pods were to be sent out of an airlock. And if you look really close, it looks like it says NASA on each one of the teardrops. It's weird.
Well, I liked, and I did put names by each of the teardrops. I just for shits and giggles wanted to name, you know, the teardrops.
Yeah, one of them says dumb shit. I feel like there was a robot that had that name for an acronym that nobody picked up on at some point. Maybe.
I think somebody picked up on it.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe I'll pick up 4 more teardrop tattoos.
Oh.
Wow.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Man, you kid a lot, man. You did that when we were in court, and I feel like that didn't get us... I feel like it got us worse off, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think it helped our case.
Yeah, you can't threaten a judge.
You mean that you don't think the judge liked the horse's ass question joke?
Yeah, what was that joke?
It was it was what does a judge look like when he puts his robe over his head and then walks into the courtroom?
And the whole courtroom went, "What is it?" And then you said,
"A horse's ass."
Guys, I have to apologize for, you know, being a witness and bearing witness against you guys, and you guys bearing witness against me. But I mean, we all know I waived my rights with the film. We all waived our rights.
When we got arrested, they explicitly said you have no rights.
Yeah, we have no rights left because we waived them all to make the film.
But I never you guys never even gave me the option of having rights.
You waived your rights to waive your rights.
Yeah, everybody waived everything, so you just waived yours.
But then somehow in the testimony, you guys all testified that the whole movie and financing scheme was my idea.
It wasn't?
I was on the moon.
Oh, interesting. That played out pretty well.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe we weren't quite fully able to pin it on you because look at where we all are together. So
all I know is that we did enough to make an entire city sympathetic towards an insurance company,
which is really hard to do.
Historically, everyone wants the insurance company to go down, and the headlines were wild.
We had such enemies in the newspaper business. Can't quite blame them.
They did not appreciate the full page ads that we took out. In the newspaper.
They started to GoFundMe for Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah. It's crazy. And, you know, Jake from State Farm is the most popular costume this Halloween.
Yeah, Allstate and State Farm poured money into United Health.
And this is bullshit. Just because there's all this goodwill towards State Farm, they made us work on a farm in the prison.
And
Indiana State Farm.
And Farmers Insurance, yeah.
And they gave us khakis.
You guys got khakis?
Yeah. So every time somebody asks us what we're wearing.
How were you so zoned out during the tour?
I've never been on a farm.
Or I guess were you just scared? A farm
experience.
Well, keep in mind that Dr. Cheddar, every time they put him up on the stand, just kept asking what the accommodations were and if he'd have a place to sleep. I'm pretty certain Dr. Cheddar thought that he was going into a timeshare.
We had, one mistrial because you asked every juror if you could spend the night. How many mistrials did we have? We had at least 3 mistrials.
You were trying to see if you could get sequestered.
I mean, I think it was worth it. A few of them got kicked off the case because they did let me stay with them. But I think it helped us.
Well, the problem is we had a sympathetic jury at first. But by the time we got to the 4th or 5th jury, they hated us.
Yeah. Very pro-insurance.
And my ex-wife was on the jury.
Which didn't help, I don't think.
Right. Didn't help.
Kevin Feige's current wife.
Yeah.
Also, Dr. Lensflare, I really think you should have waited till after the trial to start writing your book. I didn't kill my co-spacemates in space, but if I did, here's how I would do it.
You guys think I jumped the gun on that one?
Just a little bit.
Jump the airlock, more like.
Oh, good try. Good try, Dr. Uger. But I do have to say, yeah, Kevin, I mean, as my ex-wife said, just sort of blurted out in court, Kevin Feige did not appreciate it when we started calling our cinematic universe the TMCU.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't like it when you were calling yourself Moon Knight.
Yeah, and the judge did not like it when I mooned Kevin Feige during the trial.
Yeah, Kevin Feige was yelling, "That's not what his powers are." He kept yelling that. I don't really get that, but
I really wish they would have let us watch that Eternals trailer that came out.
Me too. I want to know what happened so bad.
I'll tell you what, part of the sentence, and I didn't realize that this was going to feel like part of the sentence or the punishment, was they made us watch our movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy.
I thought that it was really artistic on our part to shoot everything in X-ray. But man, when they wheeled out all of the victims that were suffering horrible cancer because of the amount of time we put them under, you know, because you got to get those shots right. That was a long movie. And I thought their performances were lacking. I blame the actors more than anything else.
Yeah, I think if we really ended up getting Dane Cook, if we could have got the real Dane Cook, I think none of this would have happened.
Yeah, in fact, instead we just cooked a lot of people.
Guys, this just gave me an idea. What if we shoot a new movie in prison, sort of like how that band in the movie Airheads like shot a music video and became huge while in prison?
You know, there might be something to that.
I'm not opposed to it by any means, but I do have to say that I'm incredibly heartbroken that we put so much effort into this last movie and it just didn't, it was not a blockbuster hit. And I don't know if I have it in me. I'd really have to be talked into it.
I mean, you even wrote to the one remaining blockbuster in the country and asked them if they would put the VHS tape out on the shelf. I don't know why you put it on a VHS tape, but and they refused.
I just thought that was like an artistic, you know how everyone like listens to records now?
It's like the artistic same thing choice.
Like we're going to bring VHS back.
I've been trying to get it made as like a, or not made, but trying to give it like cult midnight movie status. You know, like they did with like Rocky Horror or The Room. So I'm really like reaching out to some people on message boards, trying to get it, you know.
Wait, you know. You've got internet?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got.
Yeah, we all have internet. You didn't have internet? You didn't know you had internet?
No.
I mean, even Dr. Cheddar knew we had internet.
Yeah. They gave us all iMacs.
Yeah, when we checked in.
Oh, fuck. Everyone said it was an apple, and I thought it tasted disgusting, so I threw mine out.
Oh, no.
Fuck, what?
Wait, you tasted it prior to throwing it out?
Yeah, like, here's your apple, and I was like, this is disgusting. Well, I mean,
when have you ever thrown out food before you even tried it?
I did try it. I took a bite. And I was like, this is not ripe yet. And it did not, it never ripened. It was just silver the whole time.
Yeah, it was aluminum.
Well, the fuck? Guys, I'm not great with tech. So you're telling me that I fed the apple to the pigs? That I fed my computer to the pigs?
Oh, God, is that why they were vomiting so much?
Oh, I was thinking that's why they were walking on two legs.
evolution. Do you think that they ate my computer and the computer chips somehow helped them evolve and there's some way like a cyborg? Am I reading too much into this? Is this too much of a leap?
I think they might be humans turned into animals.
They're cyborgs.
That too. They could be people turned into animals.
Dr. Proctor, I don't want to feed too much into your imagination because you do buy into a lot of conspiracy theories, and I hate to walk down that path.
The storm is coming. You just have to trust. You have to trust the process.
I swear to God, if you tell me to do my research, A, I can't, and B, shut the fuck up.
Well, you don't need a computer to do your research.
Dr. Proctor, I mean, I must have told you at least, explained this to you at least 30 times that the moon is not made of cheese. You just refuse to believe me.
Well,
I was there.
You can say that, but also you made a movie. How do I know that the moon being not cheese isn't just a movie you made? Same way the landing of the moon in the 60s was a Stanley Kubrick movie. You know what I'm saying? If you think about it, the dots all connect.
Don't put them that way, because moons are made out of cheese. Cheese is made by cows. Cows are here in the prison.
Exactly. And what's happening in the underground city beneath the prison?
We don't know that there's an underground city beneath the prison. We were talking about Jurassic Park. That is not part of this prison. Just because we say it doesn't mean that it's now part of this world.
Oh. Hey, since we're in prison, which one of us do you think would be Andy Dufresne?
I do love suds.
Well, I'm Brooks.
Wait, am I thinking of something totally different?
No, that's the movie.
I mean, they have suds.
Andy Dufresne's like the main guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does everyone's books?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Guys, yeah, I love suds.
If we shoot a movie in prison, what if we got Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman to be in it?
Dude. Oh, shit. Hey, guys, the warden's coming over here. We got to act like we're doing fucking work. Hold on.
Oh, shit. Get the hose.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Get tools. The hose. Yeah, and the hose.
Get the hose.
Hey, guys, is this anything? Jurassic Pork. Just throwing it out there.
What?
For the movie we're going to make.
God damn it!
Are we not making a movie? I wasn't.
Guys! I can't be more adamant. We went to prison for a movie.
Well, we're not a bunch of quitters.
I would say we went to prison because of the movie.
Yeah, we went to prison for insurance fraud and possibly assault. I kind of zoned out during the reading of the charges.
It was a lot of charges, and I would argue that the primary juror that was assigned to those lines did not give a good performance, was very boring. I did not give them a 5-star review on Yelp.
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
That was what, juror number 8532?
Yeah, we had 8,532 jurors.
Yeah, we went through thousands of jurors for the different.
So many jurors.
Because they were all prejudiced against us. Like, I think I support our attorneys, which of course we represented ourselves, for turning down so many from the jury pool.
Saved so much money in fees.
And also, I appreciate everyone getting a deep Southern drawl to kind of be more like a John Grisham type of attorney.
Oh, man. It was so fun to get all sweaty and roll my sleeves up and like mosey around the courtroom and deliver a rambling speech in a Southern drawl. I don't even know if I made sense, but it was fun.
A lot of jurors were willing to perjure themselves and go to jail instead of having to be in that courtroom with us. We were really, you know, this went on for a while, guys.
Yeah, it was crazy that jurors were asking to take the stand so they could perjure themselves and get out of it.
Jurors were admitting to the crime.
I was badgering most of them.
Well, you came in dressed up as a cowboy with two fully loaded guns, and we're still not sure where they came from, and tried to make the place a stick up at one point.
It was a fantasy I had.
It was very Yosemite Sam.
There was a cool thing that you did where you pointed both of your guns at the floor and you shot a few times and you lifted up into the air. That was a cool trick. Half the jury that time was willing to acquit just based off of that. They were impressed.
So I'm just putting it out there, specifically aiming it at Lens Flair.
Wow. Here it comes.
Can we KI double hockey sticks these people that, you know, put us in this situation?
Can you LL them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know a guy who knows a guy.
I feel like if we could put those people in an airlock, Dr. Lens Flair would know what to do.
I mean, yeah, you would just adjust the oxygen. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute.
Almost got him.
You guys are so good.
I'm sad we couldn't get credit for time served because we were incarcerated during the trial for what, 9 months?
It took a long time.
The trials, I should say.
And I blame myself. Well, I mean, I blame Dr. Cheddar a little bit because his Yosemite Sam thing gave me the idea to do the Foghorn Leghorn voice when I was up there. And so I spent a lot of time just doing I say over and over again.
Right.
And I think that took a good couple of months of time.
What they referred to as a filibuster in the courtroom, which is new. No one had ever done that before.
The judge did not appreciate when I showed up to court one day and I was Porky Pig in it. I mean, the bailiff slapped pants on me so fast, I didn't even know what was happening.
Is there a difference between Porky Pigging and Donald Ducking?
I think so. Or are you just talking from a clothing standpoint?
Well, do they both have bow ties?
They do. It's really where you put the corkscrew.
Well, in one, you're going to see the dingle, and the other one is covered by feathers.
That's the big difference.
That's a huge difference. So if you show up in feathers, you're still clothed. It's like those women that paint over their naked body, and somehow that makes it okay.
I mean, you know how in TV and movies, the wily lawyer always comes up with this plan to just create chaos in the courtroom, and like that just ends up with a mistrial. Ultimately, the chaos we created just it did not really pan out.
Yeah, what we needed was a Wile E. Coyote lawyer.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were saying. You didn't like my Wile E. Coyote lawyering, right? Did most of it with the sign. And at one point, I tried to saw the judge's portion of the courthouse away, and our portion of the courthouse fell, and the judge was just floating in midair.
Yeah, I mean, when I drew a highway onto the wall of the courtroom, and the judge, I drew a highway on one end, and then on one end of the other side of the courtroom, I drew a door, and he went to just walk through the door and smashed into the wall. He did not appreciate that.
And I think that's a credit to us, because here we ruined the entire DC franchise, right? So after we destroyed the hospital and then they let that 4-hour Justice League get out, right? That's our bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We somehow were still able to align with Warner Brothers, and they helped us as best they could. But honestly, I think things really turned for us when we hired Joe Pesci as our attorney.
Yeah, and we just started reenacting scenes from My Cousin Vinny. I kept calling
for two Utes.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was still doing the Home Alone thing, so he had to step on a Christmas ornament as they get to the stand to make his speech. I remember, yeah, in closing arguments, I'd lit his hat on fire.
I mean, we did a whole bit about grits.
And then, of course, Dr. Cheddar, Donald ducked him, covered him in feathers, took his pants off.
I'm starting to think we shouldn't have represented ourselves.
Well, we hired all the best movie lawyers we could, and we got all of them. They all hated us. Matthew McConaughey never made it out of his Lincoln at all. We made sure of that.
Too bad.
We definitely we kept telling Erin Brockovich to cover up. She didn't like that. But that was just for decency's sake.
I can't remember. Fletcher?
We did Fletch. We did hire Chevy Chase to kill all of us.
No. What? Jim Carrey.
So we're just gonna go through the fact that we did hire someone to kill us and go on to your idea.
Well, yeah, well, the problem with hiring somebody to kill us is that Dr. Cheddar hired Arnold Schwarzenegger to erase us. So that sort of canceled it out.
That was a fun standoff in the courtroom, by the way.
But yeah, we hired the liar.
Yes.
Yeah, he wouldn't lie at all.
Yeah. That's what I was questioning.
Yeah.
I was making sure that happened.
That was a bad
move. Wait, so did we have two lawyers named Fletcher?
No. I had a Fletcher there also. He was making arrows for us.
Well, there was also CJ Fletcher, and he was commanding that all of us grow our muscles and lift weights and do steroids. And that was weird. It ripped. I mean, we're fucking huge now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to have to start making some waves here to make sure we stay alive. I mean, We're going to have to do something to send a message to the other inmates.
Oh, did something happen? Did you do something?
I mean, I may have tried to help us out a little bit.
Okay. But I did not feel like my life was threatened until you just said something. I thought things were going pretty well for us.
I mean, yes, they did show us the showers right away, gave us IMAX and the access to the internet, you know, many pairs of pants and access to a Whole Foods.
Yeah, but hoes are very dangerous weapons.
Yep, but our lives were at risk, guys. And I had to act to protect who I thought were my best friends until I came back from the moon.
Oh, and then you made new moon friends? Is that what you're saying? Am I getting the right response from this, that you had better friends on the moon?
Yeah, the Kristen Stewart and the guy from Harry Potter, those are your new moon friends?
Harry Styles.
Yeah, Harry Styles.
Okay. All right, guys. You always like to rib me. You always like to rib me. Well, you know what? You guys keep on ribbing. You just keep on ribbing. Because you know what? One day, I don't know, somebody might find you in the meat locker missing a few ribs.
What? Oh, that sucks. Because I was going to prep some really nice ribs for dinner for everybody. Did someone take the spare ribs? Oh, shit, guys. All the ribs are gone.
What?
Wow, that happened so much faster than I thought.
What the fuck happened to the ribs?
We had a boatload of ribs. What are you...
You guys aren't so happy, jokey now, are you?
I was gonna do this really neat thing. It's a peanut butter and jelly rib. So it's like this really nice rub and a, you know, like a sauce, but it's more like a jelly. And the peanut butter was gonna adhere and kind of soft.
I killed an inmate. Guys.
What?
Wait, yeah.
Which one?
I thought you like gave him our ribs.
I did. I stuffed them down his throat until he choked on them.
Wait, I missed something. What happened?
Well, I think what you missed is that Dr. Lensflare killed an inmate by shoving ribs down his throat until he choked on them.
I mean, we're not releasing this podcast until we get out of here, right? Is that right?
Well, I do have to let the bulletins go out for the St. Deaconista... whatever remaining workers and patients and doctors happen to be on the property so that they have updated bulletins. That's our obligation as doctors. I took an oath as a doctor, and I think doing this bulletin has something to do with it. Even though our doctor's mess may not exist anymore as it once did, a doctor's mess isn't a place. It's where the people are.
Wait, so you're not editing these after the fact? You're just...
What computer? He fed his computer to the pigs.
Oh, damn it.
Wait, so if we're going to trial again, we get to redo it, what? All, right?
I think we should hire Tom Cruise from A Few Good Men this time.
Oh, that'd be fucking awesome, because that guy runs good.
Yeah.
We have to escape. Well, I killed somebody to protect all of us.
And honestly, if you're going to kill any of us, I would love to die the way that guy died.
Choking down ribs.
Oh, fuck.
Full you rash. Want to just be dry rubbed out?
I mean, that's a different way. And that's probably my second most preferred method. So one would be to die by you shoving a rack of ribs inside me, but the second would be if you dry rubbed me out. Those would be my two top ways to kill me.
This is not good.
Yeah, but you haven't told us which prisoner did you kill. Somebody high up, somebody who's
Randall almost- Sterling.
Oh, wow.
You acted like you're supposed to be impressed or scared, but I can tell by your tone you don't know who that is.
Are you kidding me? Randall Sterling?
Don't try to heighten it.
Yeah, who doesn't know Randall Sterling?
You remember hearing all about Randall Sterling before and after we got to prison?
It was on the news all the time.
Don't try to scare me, guys. I feel like it's a made-up name.
There was a whole HBO Max documentary series that just came out about him.
Well, I haven't seen it because my Apple computer is part of the Borg over in the pig pen, pigsty.
I gotta tell you guys, the pig trough isn't that bad once you eat out of it for long enough.
I put him in there.
Wait, I'm eating human right now?
Yes.
Wait,
Wait.
You couldn't determine. You just bite indiscriminately into the trough.
It was tasting better, so I figured just get at it while the getting's good. I've been plowing this down for the last like 5 minutes.
Okay, so
that's why you've been so quiet?
I got rid of the evidence, didn't I?
Yeah, that's what I want to ask about. What did you killed Randall Sterling? Was it to make a statement or to just get him out of the way? Because hiding the evidence is going to make maybe nothing.
And also, before we go down that story, how were the ribs inside of Randall Sterling?
Good point.
Maybe Dr. Cheddar was tasting the ribs.
It's pretty good, guys. I mean, there's a little if you guys want some.
Another question is, how much of Randall Sterling does Dr. Cheddar have to eat before he becomes more Randall Sterling than he becomes Dr. Cheddar?
Well, I mean, what? The human body is 40% water, so if I eat 100% Randall Sterling, that's
60% Randall Sterling?
That's what I'm thinking.
And like 2% spare ribs that I was going to eat.
Now, Randall Sterling...
You can't say anything about this to anybody.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk about Randall Sterling. He was that guy, he was the cannibal who claimed that by eating other people, he sort of took on their personalities.
Oh, shit. So, Dr. Cheddar, by eating a guy that ate other people... You might become a bunch of different people.
Now, if I thought that Randall Sterling is Sterling K. Brown, do I become Sterling K. Brown?
I think you become the people that you become Sterling K. Brown and all the people he ate.
Wait, and then are we all gonna cry when that happens?
Wait. And didn't Sterling K. Brown portray someone in the People versus O.J. Simpson story?
Yeah, but that doesn't count because O.J. wasn't guilty. He had one trial. He got acquitted. We had at least 9 trials. And though they were mistrials, the judge did say, I have to declare a mistrial, but also you guys are guilty.
Oddly enough, Judge Ito was the one who sat over our trial.
And he's the one that allowed for 8,220 jurors in our final trial. It was only the previous few trials that allowed 12 per trial. My math checks out. Don't go back and double check.
Hey, 8,223 angry men. Is that something? Is that a movie?
He got them. They
actually filmed the recreation of our trial that was that they had to actually do at the at Robert's Stadium in downtown Evansville that holds 10,000 people.
And he transported all the people there and all the jurors using his new rideshare service, Uberito.
I thought there wasn't a lot of drama in that film because, again, everybody thought we were guilty. You couldn't manufacture a lot of drama out of 8,000, almost 9,000 people agreeing to something.
Guys, do you think we're going to get out of here?
Yeah.
Guys,
you killed somebody too?
No. But if we take 2 of these, don't
Ghost me.